The rolling disaster that was the last government has moved on to the school buildings. The government has launched an inquiry into what they're dealing with here and how much is stalled and how much they can afford and what they're going to have to do. A reprioritisation of 350 projects is coming after 20 were postponed right before they were due to start last year. The Auckland Primary Principals Association President Kyle Brewerton is with us on All of This. Morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Is this sector-wide or very much isolated to individual principals and schools who had projects, or is this just like a cluster everyone talks about in the staff room?
It's been a long-standing conversation with schools for many years now, so it's not really a surprise, no.
My understanding of it, and I'll talk to the Prime Minister about it later and whether we need an inquiry, is that there's a whole bunch of projects. They were sort of let rip, and then all of a sudden no one worked out that they might be a little bit bespoke, a little bit over-engineered, and suddenly the bill's coming in and we can't afford it. Is that it, roughly?
Yes and no. It's a little bit nuanced. You've got a case where the issue was identified back in September, which is why obviously those initial 20 were paused. But then at that point, the question was asked, well, hang on, are there other schools involved? And that's when the other 300 or so were identified. The issue, yes, is, do you just pause everything, or do you just keep bowling ahead? I think it's good to have the review now, but what we want to make sure is we don't just sort of put all this on ice, and you have critical schools where you've got, say, roll growth or you've got literally buildings sliding down hills, that you just leave those for another, 6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever.
Strikes me as one of those problems that, broadly speaking, we all agree on at the beginning. Population's growing, we need more space, more classrooms, etc. It's just somewhere along the way things got a little bit out of hand. Is that reasonable?
There's sort of two parts. There is the roll growth, there's the need for expansion and new schools and growing some of our existing schools. But there's also, you've got an ageing lot of infrastructure. So you've got buildings now that were built all through that sort of boom in the 50s and then again in the 70s, and those are sort of having all sorts of issues. You've got the leaking building issue from the late sort of 90s. You've got the storm damage, which certainly compounded things in Auckland. And then you've got a bunch of modelling in Wellington that's not really reflecting what we've seen in terms of population up here in Auckland.
Modelling in Wellington. Every teacher I've heard interviewed over the last couple of months has seemingly said the same thing, and that is that there's a communication problem with the ministry and that things have got out of hand at the ministry. Is that fair?
It's certainly what we're hearing, yes. As you would have seen when those initial 20-odd were paused, that came as a great surprise to those schools. They all were expecting shovels to hit ground very shortly, and then suddenly everything stopped, and they were unaware that that was coming. And then the other 300 or so that were then tagged, there's still confusion around who those schools are. There's confusion around sort of what's happening now. You've got those projects that were paused back sort of September. Yeah. Some of those schools are still waiting to get an answer about, well,
That part I don't understand. I'm watching principals or listening to principals being interviewed, and I'm thinking, if you're at your school and you've got 2-3 buildings being built, and one day the workers don't turn up, how is it you don't know what's going on?
Well, that is the million-dollar question. It's not that hard, we wouldn't have thought. It's certainly, like, we have been pushing the ministry, if you like, particularly around the property piece, to sort of help us understand what's going on. And, to be fair, we're just not getting that clarity that we're seeking.
Okay, well, let's hope it gets sorted out soon. Kyle, appreciate it very much. Kyle Brewerton, Primary Principals Association President.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
The World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.